This is Rosie and Megan, and you're listening to Unedited.
So, welcome to our 15th episode.
Oh my god!
I know! I didn't believe it when I saw it. I'm like, 15? We're not on 15, because I just typed it in. But apparently we are.
15? Well, we're probably wrong.
I know, we'll see. Just someone catch us, actually. But
we'll just, like, put it on, and it'll be actually supposed to be 14. We'll just be like, no one will notice.
Exactly. So how are you doing on this, the 15th episode?
I am so excited. Although, since we started already, I'm a bit nervous because I went a bit crazy on our greeting, and Megan kept it, and I think it's going to be, like, in the special features now. She's gonna sneakily edit it in.
Yeah, that's the problem with not being the editor. You kind of have to, like, not screw up in an embarrassing fashion. Because it's all being recorded for purposes.
Yeah.
Special purposes.
We're recording in between.
So you think you can dance.
Canada.
Exactly. And everyone's really good. I'm impressed.
I think only one person has gotten sent away. And they, even with, like, nice comments.
That's what the difference is between American Idol and So You Think You Can Dance. So You Think You Can Dance, usually they respect the person as a person and realize
that
they've put it out and made taking a risk. Whereas American Idol, they get their kicks just destroying people.
It's so true, and that's why So You Think You Can Dance is just better. And Canadian Idol, it just advertised everything.
I know, it's ridiculous. But that's not the only thing going on with us right now.
Not really. Actually, for me, my exciting news this week is probably actually the TV. Because there is so much coming out. I don't know if I ever told you how much I love The Terminator, the Sarah Connor Chronicles.
No, but
it's so good. And I was like, hey, there's an episode on tonight. And it turned out to be a new episode. And I was so excited. And there's House. And there's Grey's Anatomy. And there's
Grey's Anatomy.
So much good stuff coming out. Anyway, what's new with you?
Well, I'm waiting on audition results. I tried out for a comedy of errors at our school, and we'll see if there's any kind of positive returns for my audition.
Of course there will be positive returns.
We'll see. And then I also, after, you know, over 2 years of preparation and a lot of reading and a lot of stressing and trying to organize, etc., etc., not to mention actually writing the thing. October 17th, I'm gonna actually have a real life book in my hands.
Yay!
So excited.
It's crazy because it's actually happening, and there's promises that happen all the time, but now, you know, it's actually working, so.
It's so exciting.
I'm excited for you.
I made like a Facebook group because I'm that lame.
That's okay, we have a Facebook group for this, too.
I know. Not a group, it's like an event, and I want people to come to the book launch or I will cry, because I'll just be sitting there in the library.
I'll come.
Please do. 2:00, Lord Beaverbrook on October 17th, but like, how sad. Imagine me just sitting in the library alone.
It won't happen.
I will be sad.
Speaking of Facebook groups, though.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of days ago, I had my first yearbook meeting because I'm co-editing the yearbook this year. And no joke, 80 people showed up.
That's ridiculous.
I walked into the room and my jaw almost fell off my face. And I was like, are all these people for us? And Alex, he's like, strung up a bit by this time. He's like, yes, they're all for us. Mr. Velo and TM more copies. And I'm like, great. So I'm going to make a Facebook group for that.
Beaverbrook has like probably twice as many people, and we can get like 4 people maybe to stay with the like core part of the yearbook. Like, that's ridiculous. Not fair.
Yeah. I don't know. I honestly don't know how it happened, but something's in our water, I guess.
Apparently.
Don't know.
So why don't we move on quickly to our next
topic.
Yeah, to the main discussion, because we're trying to do this between commercials and it's a bit ridiculous.
Sure.
So,
well, today our topic is kind of, we want to talk about the soul and the spirit and a bit about spirituality. It's going to be a bit of a vague topic because we haven't like really put our thoughts into concrete.
Yeah, we have
like outlines. And so we kind of want to just talk about it.
Yeah. Well, we've been trying to do a podcast about spirituality for a while now, because it was suggested to us by Mrs. Story, that it would be a good topic.
Mm-hmm.
However, we've been tackling some, like, gentler topics lately after doing our whole religion thing. And then tonight, we were both just like, our brains are gonna just really, really hurt if we try and do spirituality.
Basically.
So we picked up a little small piece, and that's basically, we started with the discussion about the soul.
And what is the soul? And where does it come from?
And how do you define it?
Yeah, like how many beliefs are there surrounding it?
Definitely. Well, and I know some atheists who do believe in the soul as well still, even though they don't believe in religion itself.
Which proves to you that it isn't a part of religion per se.
Yeah, essential human belief that because we have a conscience or a consciousness or such a strong personality as opposed to the other kind of creatures that we see around the earth, that maybe we have something different, that we possess an intrinsic
consciousness. Because humans have always believed that we were in some way different,
than
if not greater or something like that.
Yeah, superior to the animals. And I think it's probably giving ourselves a little too much credit to say that we're completely different. I mean, we did evolve in the same kind of patterns.
Well, or so we say.
Yes.
But hey, you brought up consciousness, and I'm kind of curious what that means.
It's really hard to pin down.
Because
there's classes in university about this. Consciousness is different than conscience. Like, your conscience is a moral compass.
I would say consciousness is more similar to the soul, maybe.
Definitely.
In the way that you are conscious of
aware and
what's going on.
Yeah, and the internal thought capacity and a functioning human being.
I guess,
Like, in Harry Potter, when the Dementors suck out your soul, I imagine the consequences of this being you're just an empty shell of a person.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with your body, you can still function, you can probably even still talk on a basic level.
Yeah.
But you're not aware, and you cannot think for yourself, and you cannot create judgments or a personality.
Yeah, I think the very thought that we're actually thinking about this kind of proves that we have a bit of
our conscience. It's really hard to say the difference between the two words.
What other plays do you know on the soul thing? By plays, I mean, like, what other stories? Because I'm reading this book right now, and it's called The Host, if anyone's heard of it, by Stephanie Meyer, the same author who wrote all those ones about Twilight and stuff. So in this book, there are souls, and what they do is they go into a host species and basically take over their body, which sounds horrible. But it's interesting because the plot of the book is kind of that in this soul, it's the human body that she occupies is special because the human is still there. So it's interesting to think that a soul could survive in a body while
that
something else
has
does as
soul.
Well. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that kind of makes you wonder. Like, bringing up 21 grams or whatever that movie is.
Yeah.
How the soul weighs something and apparently it leaves the body. Like, is it something physical or is it something...
Yeah, is it a purely... Yeah, like...
In your mind.
Well, thoughts are just, like, electronic waves in your brain or whatever. And so is the soul something similar or is it actual thing that you can literally possess in a tangible way? Is there even a soul? Like, obviously, I think we're working on the assumption that there is, both of us, because I personally think that there
is. I think that there's a soul.
I mean, that's pretty much my explanation for consciousness, is my
I think that without a soul, though, humans just wouldn't be humans.
Yeah.
Everything would be just on the surface, kind of, you know?
Well, it would be instinct. Like, we have so many layers that it's ridiculous. Like, there are so many things about us that bother us that aren't necessarily built in for survival purposes.
Like depression, happiness, like the fact that we cry and have emotions
and
like that.
Yeah, it just seems like they're so superfluous to actually existing.
Yeah, like there would have to be something else or else it wouldn't make sense.
Yeah, like I feel like everyone has to have a soul because there is something essential to each person and it makes them unique. And I don't know, well...
So wait, do you think that every soul is different or that everyone has a soul?
No, I think every soul is different. I think is the essence of a person.
Makes sense.
It's very connected to personality, I guess.
Like, I would agree with that.
I don't know. That's just me.
That's a lot about the soul, but about spirituality, like, what do you think about a greater being? Because that's kind of related to this.
I don't think a soul necessarily has to have anything to do with a greater being, just because we have a deeper sense of self.
No, true. But to spirituality, like the idea that there is something else.
Else out there. Yeah, well, spirituality is different from religion in that spirituality is a sense that there is a belief that you can have about something greater than our own literal physical world, whereas religion is kind of a structured and defined belief.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the difference there, that the way I see it. And so I think the soul definitely falls into... It can fall into either, because spirituality can include religion, but it's not a mutually exclusive sort of deal. It's pretty complex, actually. The
soul, everything else. What I'm kind of curious as to what everyone else thinks, because I think that this might be a pretty universal thought, like that there is a soul.
Yeah, I'd like to hear people argue that there isn't.
Yeah.
I think you'd need a lot of information. I think part of the reason I believe in a soul is I don't really understand how the brain works, and I don't understand how it's possible that we can account for personality and the kind of the essence of a human being without throwing a soul into a equation.
Yeah, because we shouldn't think that a soul has anything connected to the brain.
Well,
I mean, I don't think it would make sense.
I don't know. It's really... I think if somebody knew enough science behind the brain to be able to map out a reason for every kind of tendency, where our thoughts go, what happens to our thoughts once we die, I think even if...
It would be found in the brain?
Yeah, I don't know. I think if there was an answer to yes or no to the soul, it would be found in the brain.
That's interesting. Definitely.
So someone try and convince us that there is no soul, other than saying that people are stupid and cruel and hateful, and therefore they have no soul.
The brain just seems so physical.
It does. But at the same time, it's... I don't know. I think there's a lot of things about the brain that we don't know, and it could shed a lot of light on a lot of questions if we found out.
Yeah, for sure. So I guess we should just move on straight on to our fake fact of the week.
Let's hear it.
And it's that your ego weighs 21 grams, not your soul. And when you die, it deflates.
And so that just explains the entire phenomenon.
So that's why it's just gone.
Yeah, clearly.
Because it's all in your ego.
So there you go. Now you know.
And I guess, I don't know, do we have much more to talk about?
I think we can just wrap it up.
We're too tired today.
Yeah, well, we've been doing all these long episodes, so why don't we just give the listeners a break and have a decent one?
Cut the slack?
Yeah. Well, we call them 15 minutes, but they're not 15 minutes. Oh, no. I'm sorry. They're like 20. And so we're going to give you a reasonably...
A break.
Yeah, a reasonably length.
And you guys know the drill. And please give us our comments about the soul and what you think about it. And we would like to hear someone argue
the no soul thing.
Even if it's for the sake of arguing.
Yeah, play devil's advocate just for fun.
Anyway. All right.
So, I'm Megan.
I'm Rosie.
And we're unedited.
Bonjour, it's Rosie. Okay, I'm not going to actually say that. It just came out bad. Oh.